Luke Holton doesn't know 48-year-old Sharon Bice, but he's helping to organize the volunteer search that started Wednesday.
I'm an outdoorsman myself, and I understand if I was out here in the cold, and I wouldn't want anyone to give up on me.
Holton and other volunteers have set up a search table at the bottom of the Mount Roberts tramway and meet there each morning. On Wednesday, three teams of three searched Granite Creek Basin and Perseverance Trail, getting off the trail as much as possible when safe to do so. Holton was on top of Mount Roberts Thursday afternoon, along with six other volunteers. They hiked to Icy Gulch and are sending skiers there by helicopter Friday. These areas were covered extensively during the five-day search led by the Alaska State Troopers, but Holton says there's no reason to give up hope of finding some sort of clue.
It's unlikely that we'll find anything too positive at this point, but for the family's sake, you know, we want to keep looking no matter what we find.
Holton met with Bice's brother and sister-in-law who came to Juneau from Ontario, Canada. He says they left Thursday but asked to be kept updated on the search. One of Bice's hiking friends said Bice owned a yellow backpack. It's an unofficial lead, Holton says, but it's something to look for. He hopes the volunteers can find anything that will restart the official search.
The best option we would have is to find some of her personal property up here or anything else. The further we go in, the less tracks you're going to find in the snow. So once we get past Icy Gulch and you find tracks in the gulch or tracks on the peak of Gastineau, then that could potentially also be enough evidence.
Trooper spokeswoman Megan Peters says a decision to start searching again will be based on what's found.
It's going to be evaluated based on what is located and if we can confirm it belonged to Ms. Bice or not. Certainly, if they find something and it is identified as one of her possessions, it gives us a new place to look.
Bice is in the Alaska State Troopers Missing Persons Clearinghouse, a database for law enforcement only. Peter says any missing person in Alaska is entered into the database and stays there until they are found dead or alive. She says a volunteer search group could help close a missing persons case.
Troopers can't always be everywhere. There's a lot of things that we have to go and put our attention to and our resources towards. Certainly with search and rescue cases, we want them to have a positive resolution, and finding somebody, even if they're deceased at that point, at least we can provide some type of closure. We can return them to their families.
When troopers called off the search and rescue effort, Juneau Police Department took over the case. Spokeswoman Erin Kawara says detectives started working on it this week.
The detective has started reaching out to the missing person's friends and her family, just discussing things that have been going on in her life, talking about where they think she might be, if they have any ideas of any lead that he can investigate, just trying to ensure that if she was hiking and she went missing, that that's truly what happened.
She says they have no reason to believe anything suspicious took place, although they haven't ruled anything out. Juneau Police is in the process of collecting Bice's dental and medical information to enter into a database of the National Crime Information Center. Kawar also says there's no information to link Bice's case with Sandra Gelber, the 61-year-old woman who died May 4th after being found in the water off Salmon Creek Trail. Both women were physical therapists, and both cases are linked to hiking trails. Bice has been missing since May 24th. When she didn't show up for a planned group hike with the Juneau Alpine Club that morning, a friend reported her missing. Bice was last seen May 23rd. In Juneau, I'm Lisa Fu.